Hello, Adoration of Servant Apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house. I'm doing an audio from my office in my home in Plano, Texas. In 1980, God put me in public ministry and in Plano. 81, I bought a building that we're presently in, and over the next few years in the 80s, my ministry grew, and so did my opposition. I was a minister of the gospel, a prophet sent by God, and a teacher, and they didn't like the ministry of a prophet. I say they, people's hearts. Amen. In the 90s, tongues joined together against me with the purpose of doing me harm. Purpose of stopping my ministry, stop it from moving on. They didn't like what I said, and they didn't want to humble themselves and accept it. By 2000, things were really getting tougher. And during the months of 2000 to 2005, things were extremely tough. Very tough. Difficult for me to understand why. But in January of 05, the Lord gave me a prayer, destroy and divide their tongues. And I prayed that at Psalm 55. It tells us in Psalm 55, verse 4 and 5, with their voice they cast their iniquity upon me. Amen. And believe me, I did feel it. Terrors of death were in my heart. It was a fearful time. I had not experienced that, but I kept on praying and doing the will of God. It's a great blessing to see what God was doing with me and how He was with me. Over the years, the Lord stood up for me and upheld me. And only in the last few years have I come to see that certain hearts joined their witchcrafts together against me. In the book of Nehemiah, you can find it's called allied or an alliance against me. Happened to the ruler of the treasury in the book of Nehemiah, and the ruler of the treasury was allied with Sanballat, a man involved in witchcraft. Amen. And over the years, my eyes suffered greatly. In 2003 and 2004, my right eye, I suppose that was the time I lost sight. I was not aware of it until a year or two later. But I lost complete sight of it. In 2009, witchcraft and wickedness came down on me, and my eyesight grew more and more dim. In 2014, I began to expose a lot of darkness in the body of Christ that had been hidden, and the intent was to keep it hidden, but it was not God's will, and it could not be done. Since that time, since 14, it got real bad. Since that time, I've fought, and I'm now gaining some victory with my eyesight, and I thank God for that. I expect to have complete restoration of my soul with perfect vision, and also I expect to have a new set of teeth put in my mouth any day. I'm expecting it. God bless you, Doyle Davidson. Good night from Plano, Texas.